apology. Anybody else would surely know who's watching her go.
You big Doobie Brothers fan, Chris? I don't know if anyone actually is. I don't know if that's...
I like them. I wouldn't classify myself as a big fan.
Honestly, I don't know how many Doobie Brothers songs I could honestly name other than What a Fool Believes. That, of course, was a cover of What a Fool Believes. But Doobie Brothers, here we go. There are definitely a bunch that I just am blanking. Oh, yeah. Okay. I could name, like, three. Maybe... Yeah, like three. But, you know, What a Fool Believes. That's it. You know, there's some artists who just got it, you know, and they can survive off of that, and that's great.
Yeah.
No.
Others who can't.
Get off your phone.
I'm just promoting the show, dog. What show would that be,
Zach?
Yeah,
how much promote? You're listening to 915 WFON Medford. This is the Astro Hour.
Ha, nice intro.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
How much does your promotion bring in? Let's check.
We're up to like 12, I think.
We got 11 listeners.
Well, we'll be getting a 12 soon.
Maybe.
Maybe my mom.
I just posted. I never post to my Instagram about the show, and I just did.
Maybe so. My mom will listen and know that.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah. Well, she's at work, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well... A lot of people are at work at 11 a.m. on Thursdays.
Not us.
Not us. I always kind of thought that this would be like a very popular slot, and I suppose it is a popular slot compared to 4 in the morning, but...
Hey, listen, those drive time radio guys.
Yo, I never had a 4 in the morning slot. I'm stoked. I mean, my first show here was on at 7, which is pretty rockin', I think.
Yeah.
That was like the commuters. We actually had like... We didn't have a listener. We didn't have a listener base, but like people heard the show.
The 7 a.m. slot's got to be a pretty good one. I mean,
no idea. No idea. Because there's no car analytics. I don't know how that runs.
True.
All we got is, no one was, let me tell you this, no one was streaming the show at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, that's because they're all in their cars listening on good old-fashioned radio.
Radio.
You ever been on the radio?
On the radio? Those airwaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have anything else to talk about?
We have a couple things we're going to discuss today.
I mean, I guess, yeah, we can.
But we'll save those for after the next musical break. What about something important that happened today, Zach? Anything this day in history?
We're not going to talk about Good Burger again. I don't want to talk about Good Burger.
I wasn't specifically mentioning that, but I mean,
it's the 21st anniversary of Good Burger. Or yesterday was it yesterday? Yeah.
Yesterday was the 21st anniversary of Good Burger. Greatest movie ever put out in the history of history.
Yeah, I would say the greatest anti-capitalist movie of all time. except I just saw Sorry to Bother You the other day. I'm like, oh no, that took the cake. But
hey,
but Good Burger is still up there. Good Burger is still a real big
huge thing that happened on this day in history in 1920.
Hit me up.
The 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified.
Whoa! That was 98 years ago.
Yep.
And to think that
women haven't had the right to vote for 100 for
to think for, that on the yeah that women have had the right to vote for 100 years and there's
less
still
than
been a, there still hasn't been a woman president, and the president who will preside over the 100th anniversary of women earning the right to vote is Donald J. Trump.
Also, hey, 1948,
oh, God.
Harry Truman put out an executive order to end discrimination and segregation in the U.S. Armed Forces. Today's a huge day.
Oh, that's cool.
That means it's also the one-year anniversary Truman. Of Trump doing that stupid thing.
Oh, Truman.
And the Space Shuttle Discovery launch on mission STS-114, marking a return to space after Shuttle Columbia crashed in 2003.
Hey, I saw Discovery last Saturday.
Hey, you know who was born
today? I cried.
I almost said, you know who was born today? George Carlin. But this is 1796. It's George Catlin.
Oh, okay. And I don't care about George Carlin. That's right.
Mick Jagger.
Hit me up with these hot
Mick Jagger's
takes.
Birthday today.
Oh!
Happy birthday, Miss Mick Jagger. Also,
oh,
Stanley
man.
Kubrick.
I was about to do a Jagger impression, and that's just a bad idea. Happy birthday. I can't.
Stanley Kubrick's birthday is today?
He probably wouldn't. Today? He probably wouldn't celebrate it because he was a... not a good person.
Yeah.
Oh, Kubrick. It's Kubrick. That's my favorite line in Get Him to the Greek is when they're running down the hotel hallway and Jonah Hill is just like, these hallways go on forever. And Russell Brand is just like, it's Kubrickian. Like,
it's also George Bernard Shaw's birthday. The writer of Pygmalion.
Oh, cool. Sure. I love My Fair Lady. Pygmalion. That's a good name for a book or play or whatever. It's a play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an Irish playwright. Weren't you like big into? Heineck's gonna be so disappointed.
What? That was
you
I
didn't know Pygmalion.
Was I big into British plays?
Yeah.
No.
I'm telling Mr. Heineck.
Do it. I don't care. What? I had another one. No, I'm not really into big into the British playwrights.
You sure?
Yeah. All right, this is dragged. Let's do some music.
All right.
Where's the playlist? Here we go. Oh, yeah, awesome.
We don't want no killing, Lord. I don't want to see my brother die. We don't want no killing, Lord. I don't want to see my sister cry. We don't want no killing, Lord. I don't want to see my brother die. We don't want no killing, Lord. I don't want to see my sister cry. I
death metal band out of Denton with a couple of guys who'd been friends since grade school. One was named Cyrus, the other was Jeff, and they practiced twice a week in Jeff's bedroom. The best ever death metal band out of Denton. Never settled on a name, but the top three contenders after weeks of debate were Satan's Fingers and the Killers and the Hospital Bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Learjets and fortune and fame. So in script that made prominent use of a pentagram, they stenciled their drumheads and guitars with their names. And this was how Cyrus got sent to the school where they told him he'd never be famous. And this was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming his dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Tonight, hail Satan! Hail, hail!
That was the Mountain Goats of the best ever death metal band in Denton. And before that was, what was it? That was the Violent Femmes with No Killing. Violent Femmes were playing the Royale in October something. Which is cool. It's a small venue. I like small venues.
Have you ever been to the Royale?
No, actually.
I've been a couple times. I went twice, actually, in the same week last year to see Turnover, who I don't know if you know Turnover.
I've heard
But I know you know the other band, American Football.
Yeah, I've heard the name as well.
I thought you were a fan of them.
No, not really.
Oh, yeah. No. You gave up on the Midwest.
Only one of those.
You gave up on the Midwest emo scene long ago.
The only one of those bands that I really love is Modern Baseball. It's the only...
Yeah, they got their name from American Football.
Only ones that are in there. Only ones that are in there. Up in my brain holes. No, it's funny. The Violent Femmes, when they came here last time, I didn't go, but that's because they were at Blue Hills, and I was like, that's dumb.
I don't love that venue.
I've never actually been, but any venue like larger than, like that size or larger, I'm just like, concert's not worth it. Like I would have gone to.
I will argue that. Are you a fan of the Xfinity Center, Mansfield?
Not really. No.
I don't love that one, but I will argue. I've been to concerts up in Guilford, the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion.
Yeah,
that's a great venue.
So the only time I was at Mansfield, it was for Blink-182, and I was like right up front, which was fabulous. I was in GA for that, and I paid some money for it, right? But it was a good time, and it was a nice space. But I recognized that the majority of the humans there were not in as good a space, right? And
you got Mark Hoppus's sweaty T-shirt.
I did get Mark Hoppus's sweaty T-shirt, but really the reason I never want to go to Mansfield is because of parking and travel.
Yeah,
that place is disaster. Like, that's just, it's so bad. It's just so bad. Like, I don't want to be stuck in a parking lot for three hours.
Well, I drove to, last summer, when I went to Bank of New Hampshire to see Third Eye Blind.
Mm-hmm.
One, I love that venue. It's right on Winnipesaukee, mm-hmm. so it's, like, just kind of a good atmosphere.
Yeah.
In terms of the whole seating arrangement there mm-hmm. is great. You have a great view of the stage regardless.
Cool.
And the parking wasn't bad at all. Like, they had a shuttle to and from mm-hmm. the parking lot, and we were out of the parking lot within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Mansfield is a disaster. Last time I was in Mansfield, I think was 2011 for Blink-182, when they played with My Chemical Romance, which was, they were terrible.
Yeah.
But that parking, getting out of there was a disaster.
Yeah, no, it always takes many, many hours when I was at Cooperstown for Jack White with my dad, I was expecting it to be somewhat similar because everyone was just kind of parked in a big field.
Yeah.
But they had so many people working, like, on getting people in and out, right? Like, it was hella organized. And like, we managed to get out within... I think we were out of the parking lot within, like, 20 minutes, which was rocking, you know? And I expected it to take at least an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I was out before...
I was surprised.
When I was in, Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion, I was out before, like, the people with the VIP parking right by the entrance were out. I was in the parking lot closest to the exit.
Yeah.
Scooted right out, no problem.
I dig it.
Yeah. So, Zach, you were surprised... During that last musical break, I asked you what your stance was on Oasis, and you were surprised by the fact that they had 98 million listens on some songs?
First of all, I just want to point out how awful of a question, what's your stance on Oasis is. Yeah, I mean, I knew that Oasis was popular, right? That
Hold on, don't call my question bad.
No, your question was terrible.
Don't call my question bad.
So...
There's no bad questions.
Sure, I guess. But, I knew Oasis. Hold on, I knew Oasis was popular. I didn't realize they were that popular to the point where songs that I've never heard of have 60 million listens, right? Or songs that I've genuinely never really heard of have 34 million listens. Like it's insanity. I don't really care though. Let's talk about that wedding list. That's okay. More fun.
I just wanted. Because
no, I don't want to.
I was surprised that you were surprised.
I'm mildly surprised, but not enough to facilitate any sort of interesting conversation. In my mind, sure, fine. Oasis is popular for some reason. I don't care enough. It's like that Patton Oswalt thing where he's talking about the two signs that he's getting older. The first of which is he's gotten really interested in World War II, and the second of which is he no longer hates other people's music. Right. And I honestly feel the same way. Like, maybe not the World War II thing, but
what's your stance on World War II?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's interesting, sort of. It'll get more interesting later in life, I'm assuming. I'll start watching Rommel documentaries on the History Channel. But like, I don't hate other people's music anymore. Like, I couldn't care less. Like, sure, if you want to listen to an Oasis song 40 million times, please go ahead. I'm not going to stop you. Don't make me do it, you know, or make me do it. Maybe I'll love it, you know. Introduce this wedding list.
All right. So I was online, like a lot of people, and 538, for those of you who don't know, I can't really describe it. Zach, how would you describe 538?
I mean, they're a website. They run statistical analysis of things, right? More often than not, sports and politics, but sometimes just random stuff.
General interest.
Yeah.
So, in terms of general interest, they had a list the other day that I saw interesting was the most banned wedding songs, like songs that at the share of weddings have the highest percentage of on the do not playlist.
So, I would like to know further how they actually compiled this list.
Yeah, me too.
But
I'm sure there's an article surrounding it. I just saw the list.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so Zach, what do you want to do? Do you want to go through each
Let's just go through it real quick, say if we'll ban it or not, say if we understand it. There are a bunch here that will...
Totally.
There are a bunch here that will make me angry. And there are a bunch here that I will totally understand.
Yeah.
Right?
There are a ton here that I'm like, okay, totally understand that being banned. Some here that I'm like, if they're not on your wedding playlist, don't invite me, because I will tear up the dance floor if these songs are on this list.
All right,
and
it's
going to be entertaining.
Come on.
So, number one at 23.1% of weddings banned is the chicken dance.
Ban it.
Totally on board with that.
Yeah.
Chicken, that's disgusting. Number two is the Cha-Cha Slide
Ban
by
it.
DJ Casper. See, I'm more of an indifferent on this.
I'm also indifferent. Like, I mean... If you want to have Cha-Cha Slide at your wedding, or if you don't care, that's fine. It would not be at my wedding.
See,
I don't want line dancing.
I like line dances.
Yeah.
I've just done the Cha-Cha Slide at so many middle school dances and high school dances and weddings, like growing up, that it's just like, I'll take it or leave
That's
it.
How I feel about number four on the list, but I would still not
See,
put
we'll,
it in
we'll
there.
Get to number four,
yeah,
because
yeah.
I have a feeling of that. The Macarena?
Ban it.
You don't like the Macarena?
I don't really like
line
any
dances.
Line dances, you know?
Again, I'm indifferent on the Macarena.
Yeah.
Again, just so many years of having done it at dances and weddings and stuff. I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, I just need... Here's the thing. My wedding playlist will be very, very specific is the problem here. And there are songs banned on this list that will be on it, which is funny. So yeah. Let's...
Number four is the Cupid Shuffle.
Is the only line dance I have down perfectly, obviously.
Yeah, right? Here's the thing. I was like a cha-cha slide kid. I mm-hmm. wasn't introduced to the Cupid Shuffle till about 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm not as spent on it as the other ones.
Yeah, I mean, I would still ban it. Yeah, but
I'm okay with the Cupid Shuffle being at your wedding. I'm not like on the ban the hell out of it. Number five is the YMCA.
I mean, here's the thing, is I think YMCA is a fantastic song.
Yeah.
I would not play it at my wedding because it is a little tacky, right? But it's a great song. My sister and I wrote the version for the Young Women's Christian Association, the YWCA.
I don't think that flows as well.
It's the YWCA. It's great. The beginning is young lady. There's no need.
Feels a little
young lady. Pull your... So YMCA would not play at my wedding. Macho Man would definitely play at my wedding. Easily.
You gotta have a
Village People song, and it can't be YMCA.
I'm probably leaning more towards no, don't play it, but I also wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If it's at your wedding, it's something I would totally understand. Yeah. There are some here where if they were played at a wedding, I would be like, ugh.
Yeah.
I would cringe. See, that's not one that I would cringe.
Number six is where I get a little contentious. It's the Electric Boogie or the Electric Slide. I demand the Electric Slide be played. That is one of the best dancing songs ever.
No, I'm not a line dance person.
See,
man.
Also, the thing
it's
was...
It's gone.
I was taught a very different Electric Slide than the one that most people know.
Yeah.
So I'd look like a weirdo out there doing my version of it. But I'm all for the Electric Slide being played.
Did you get like pranked at a middle school dance or something? And
no,
you were like, we're going to teach Chris the fake one.
No. This was the campground I go to in New Hampshire. Like, they just taught us a different one at the dances they used to do. Mm-hmm. And then like I was going to weddings and dances and everybody else was doing a different one. I'm like, oh, whatever.
Okay. So this next one, how does it even... I've never even heard this played at a wedding. Granted, I've been to very few weddings. The last wedding I went to was in 7th grade. Congratulations, Bob and Jenna. But
coming up on 10
last
years.
Last one I went to. But I think it was in 7th grade. 7th or 8th grade.
Coming up on 10 years, huh?
Yeah. When does this ever get played at a wedding?
The Hokey Pokey?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm all for the banning of it.
Yeah, no, I understand why you'd ban it. I just don't understand why you would even need to ban it.
Because grandma's got to have something she's got to dance to, too.
Okay.
Next is Wobble, which I'm not a huge fan of. Throw
I mean,
it out
sure.
There. Get it out of
ban
there.
Ban it.
Happy by Pharrell Williams. Don't play that around me. Hate that song.
I mean, but I don't understand. I don't understand why... Like, that one just seems kind of random why it's on the list to
me. I think
me.
It's just because it's so long and repetitive and so, like, played out.
Yeah.
People are tired of
hearing
it. I guess
it's recent. That's fine.
Next, this next one is I have a real big issue with, too. I think this is where you and I have the biggest issue on this list.
No, that's not true.
At least this is where I have the biggest issue on
so
this
Shout.
List. By the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, like, to me, that is a wedding classic that is not... tacky.
Yeah.
It's just kind of there.
No,
I mean, and maybe it doesn't feel tacky to me because my brain immediately goes to Wedding Crashers because that's the song that plays in the first scene of Wedding Crashers, which I personally believe that like the first seven minutes of Wedding Crashers is like
the greatest 7 minutes of cinema.
No, is like a textbook example of like how to start a movie because you get all of the characters' motivations and you get like the beginning of like their arcs like within the first 7 minutes. And it's also super fun to watch because it's just them going to all the different weddings and it's super hilarious. And it ends with Shout and the montage of them just throwing women onto their respective beds at different weddings, right? It's brilliant. Oh, and so, like, I'm like, this. How can this not play at a wedding?
This is unfairly on this list. I think Shout is a staple.
I mean, that being said, it probably will not play at my wedding.
Don't invite me, then.
Okay, but I would not overtly, like, ban it, you know? Like, I don't understand why people would have, like, a vitriolic hatred
towards this song. If I am invited to your wedding and you have a DJ, I will slip him $50 to play this.
Sorry, we'll say, I've done that before. I will say... The only song I think that like would definitely play at my wedding from this list, there might be a couple. is the next one, which is, of course, Love Shack. And I don't understand why anyone would ban this.
Gotta love Love Shack.
Like, why? This isn't even, it's not even like a, oh, I've heard this song a million times. It's like, it's a song.
I think people think it's tacky.
But it's like not at all. It's a bop. Like, it is so listen, good.
You're preaching the choir. I wouldn't ban Love Shack, but I mean, I like it.
Yeah. So. No, it's great.
I would have it play. Next in the list, do you want to do a break midway through?
Yeah, sure.
So after this one, I guess we can do a music mm-hmm. break if it's up to you.
Yeah.
And then we'll finish after. We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, ban it. I don't need it. Don't need it.
Yeah.
So
I guess.
Yeah. We'll get it out.
Yeah.
Here.
We're gonna do some music and then we're gonna do a lightning round through the rest of them. We're just gonna do ban not.
Because right. It gets pretty quick.
Yeah. And here we go.
Looking for the love. Now this next song is for all the women in the audience. Song for the girls. Hey girls, do you hate men? Do you hate the earth? Well, I still see tenderness in your face and innocence straight from infant days. And there must be tenderness deep inside. You're so cold, but it shows. You told me about school. I only want to know about you. And it hurts me now. And it scares me now. And now you know. But if you care about me, if I'm better than the wall, if it's important when I touch your hand, then you'd better tell me now. I just read some writers from the old days, because I knew that they'd understand, because dignity and tenderness to modern romance. So I don't want to know. I'm just not interested in your school. I gotta tell you, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear about your stupid cats or your homework. Just talk about love or sex or starving heart. Or just shut up and I'll go. But if you care about me,
tell me now.
If I'm better, when it's cold outside, I want to know if it's important when I touch your hand when you're all alone. If you really want to talk to me, and if you're looking for a lover, I mean, if you need a lover, if you're ready to be honest with a lover,
tell me now.
If it's important when you're alone at night, and when it's cold at night, and when it's dark at night, but it's cold outside, but it's sad outside, and when I'm sad outside, by the streetlight, near your house, and near your kitchen door, I stop because I'm scared, because I'm sad, because it's cold at night, because it's dark at night, and I'm alone at night, I'm so sad, and I'm so. And I want to know if you'll tell me if you care about me, and if you care about yourself, and if you'll stop taking drugs, and if you'll stop being so hard, and if you'll stop it hard to talk to, and if you'll let me come inside, and I can talk to you when it's dark at night, and when it's sad at night, and alone at night, I don't want to be alone.
things that you use so I can see clear. I wanna see clear, I wanna talk to you loud. You gotta be honest now, you gotta tell me now. If you care about me, alright, you better tell me now. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I wanna tell you something else now. I want to show you that I understand you now. This is the guy talking to the girlfriend. He's gonna show you that he understands the deepest, darkest parts. What he says, I know how beautiful death is, and I know why you hate life, but I'm just a tender soul. So be glad you know. I want to tell you that all men are just tender souls. And be glad that you know.
That was Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with A Plea for Tenderness. Before that, of course, is Love Shack by the B-52s. The song that should play at everyone's wedding.
Everybody's
wedding.
All right.
Jump through it.
Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time. So to be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency already going on. It's been a public service message from ready.gov. A WMFO in Medford.
That is
Tufts Community Radio.
That is very true.
Excellent.
That's very, very true.
That's also some excellent advice. All right.
Okay, we're gonna do lightning round through the rest of this list, just real quick.
Because there's like 15.
Just
still.
Up down.
Blurred Lines.
Sure.
Ban it.
Whatever. I think it's catchy, but ban. You might as well just have "Gotta Give It Up" by Marvin Gaye. Next.
Yeah. Celebration by Kool and the Gang.
Keep it. It is. The end credits music to, or not the end credits music, it's the final music to Muppets in Space. Or Muppets from Space. You gotta keep
That's your reason to keep
it. Yeah, they do it in Muppets from Space. Or Muppets in Space, or whatever it's called.
All right. Next up's the Cotton Eye Joe.
Ban it.
You hate the Cotton Eye Joe? I'm indifferent. So keep it or ban it. Doesn't matter to me.
Reminds me of middle school. Ban it.
Next up, Dancing Queen.
Keep
by
it.
ABBA.
You're dumb. If you ban that song, you're dumb. I would understand if it doesn't, like, it probably won't play at my wedding, but, like, it...
You're so adamant about it.
But, like, you don't ban it. Don't hate Dancing Queen. ABBA's brilliant. I'd probably do a different song. I'd probably be... The ABBA
Mama
song
Mia?
That I'd probably play... No, I'd probably do People Need Love or, like, Voulez-Vous, you know? Like I don't know.
I'd say keep it. Dancing
yeah,
Queen.
Yeah, sure. Why? Maybe. Yeah, keep it. I don't understand why you'd ban it.
All right, this next song is an absolute ban because it's the worst song by this band.
Ban
Don't Stop Believing
it's
by Journey.
It's not the worst song by Journey.
It is the worst song by Journey, no, and this is the hill I'm willing to die
no,
on.
No, it's a fine song.
No,
it's just overplayed.
Nope.
No, it's
worst.
No,
worst
it's an okay song. It's just overplayed.
Them.
I'd rather listen to Any Way You Want It, but like I can't.
I would rather listen to any Journey song. Worst song they wrote. Single Ladies
Fine.
By Beyonce.
Ban it. It also doesn't work really with it. Here's the thing. You don't want any songs about like...
But what about all the sexy bridesmaids and groomsmen that kind of...
Yeah, the wedding's not for you. The wedding's not for you. You get the opportunity to go and get drunk and feel sad, which is...
The worst part of the wedding.
No, which is the thing that everyone does at weddings and everyone needs to because they need to feel like they're not empty. And there you go. Sweet Caroline, I don't understand why it's banned.
Yeah, ban Single Ladies. I'm all in. Have Sweet Caroline on your playlist. Turn Down for What?
Ban it.
Ban Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
Watch Me Whip Nay Nay.
Ban it.
Not a fan.
Hot in Here.
Ban it. No. Hot in Here by Nelly stays. I am all for Hot in Here
all right,
by Nelly.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm surprised London Bridge by Fergie isn't on here, but I would be angry if it was banned. You know, I think it's a great song.
Well, that's why, because everybody likes it. Next up,
Money, Money by Billy Idol?
I mean, sure. I get, it's kind of a weird choice to ban. I would, I'd rather play some other Billy Idol.
Money,
I'd play
White Wedding.
I know. I'd play Hot in the City. That's a hot song.
Yeah. All about that bass.
Yeah, ban it,
ban
sure.
It. Out, yeah. I'm out on that.
I don't really care.
Baby Got Back.
Ban it.
Keep it.
Can't wait.
I'm all good.
Booty Call. Ban it.
Booty Call by Blackstreet.
Gangnam Style, you're wrong.
Gangnam Style's banned. Ban it. I hate that song so bad. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy by Big and Rich.
Super ban. This is the first time any song on this list has spoken to me and said this needs to be banned.
You hate Big and Rich's Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Oh, it's gross, and it reminds me of the South. Oh no, man. Awful.
And finally on this list, Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. I'd say keep it. I don't got a problem with it. If you
I'd
don't
rather
wanna,
do Night Fever.
If you don't want to play it, that's fine, but banning it is... No.
Yeah. It's weird to ban it, but I would definitely do Night Fever over any other Bee Gees song. Because, again, that is a hot song. So many of my songs can just be described as hot songs.
You know what? You'd said London Bridge, and you and I were talking about this. There is one song I'm very happy did not make the most banned list because it is a requirement at every wedding.
Is it?
It's the one we were talking about earlier.
Oh.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun. Oh, Come On, Eileen. I thought you were going to talk about some Black Eyed Peas song. And I'm like,
oh no.
Get it started? Really?
No.
Really?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yeah, no,
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen's an important song.
Has to be played at a wedding.
I know that I keep bringing up.
Granted, it has to be played at my wedding because there is only one song that my uncle gets up and dances to, and it is that song. And that man gives it his all on that one song, and it is a sight to see.
I mean, again, I feel bad that I keep bringing up movies from the early 2000s and talking about them as if they're classics, but I think one of the best fight scenes I've ever watched in a movie is to that song, which is... the fight scene in Get Him to the Greek, which is set to that song, and they're burning down the hotel as they're fighting.
Is this the second Get Him to the Greek reference?
It is
made
actually.
Today?
I think Get Him to the Greek is a really underrated movie. I personally like it better than Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Not a Russell Brand guy myself.
Russell Brand, he's got a knack for insufferable.
He came and went, and I'd be happy if he didn't come
back.
He's
got a really popular podcast right now.
Yeah, well, I listen to very selective podcasts.
Me too. Although I will say, I've only read one review of the podcast, and everyone goes, it's completely based on how much Russell Brand you can take. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can take, you'll get stuff out of it up until the point where you become fed up with Russell Brand, and then at that point you're just done. Like,
Zach, top three podcasts, ready, go.
I don't really love that many podcasts. I've got a few that people have told me to listen to recently, and I'll listen to episodes.
I know what your number one is. Malcolm Gladwell.
It's Revisionist History with Malcolm Gladwell. Although that only does 10 episodes a year. So it's like they just finished the third season now. And everyone should go and listen to the 30 episodes that exist because they're brilliant and amazing. And they open your mind up to new ways of thinking, which is fabulous. Fabulous. I like the Ezra Klein Show a lot because I'm a policy wonk. And all he does is he interviews like researchers and political theorists and talks about like really weird wonky subjects. That's fun. I used to listen to a lot of other political ones and that I don't really listen to anymore because I'm fed up.
My top three
are Pardon My Take.
Yep.
And
Pardon My Take's number one.
Yeah.
Which is
are you like a This American
satire?
Life person?
No.
I should get into
so
This
I
American
should say
Life.
One of my top three is no longer in the running, but it's that good that it's still my top three is Missing Richard Simmons.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was only 6 episodes long, but I was...
But, like, he's there.
I was,
like,
fascinated.
There was nothing weird about it. Like...
Hold on. The story of Richard Simmons is a really, really weird one. The guy has, like, holed himself up in his house for 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
I mean, and granted, the guy put so much of his life out in the public, and I'm totally cool with him wanting to live a private life, but... According to this podcast, he like shut himself up from everybody he knew. He helped like thousands of people over his years, and just like shut off from everybody.
I mean,
without any explanation. I've got a weird. He doesn't owe anybody.
You've seen American Vandal, right?
Yes, I love that show.
Like, I was talking to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago about true crime, and this weird thing with like true crime shows and podcasts, and how like they're kind of invasive.
Yeah.
And I also think like I haven't listened to Missing Richard Simmons. But there is like that part of me that is kind of like, oh, this is like a little invasive. And like I think American Vandal touches on that really well. American Vandal, which is a short Netflix series that kind of parodies Serial, Making a Murderer, other true crime stuff. But it's a kid who may or may not have vandalized cars in a California high school, just for the readers at home. Towards the end of it, they really start to question whether or not these kids who are making this documentary about this crime
are acting ethically
because they're seriously, seriously invading the privacy of their high school classmates.
They're
high school classmates in order to like come up with this like trivial case about like vandalism.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous. And I do think there are some things like when we open up like these weird cold case murders from like 15 years ago, like you're suddenly taking like parents of like, you know, teenagers who were murdered, right? And like you're reintroducing this pain back into their lives. It's like, it's a little strange.
Yeah.
And also you're opening up like the doors to like witch hunts for people who may or may not be innocent, right? Like it's weird. Like,
I just,
court of public opinion, stuff like that really freaks me out.
I was fascinated by it because it was only 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And for the 6 weeks it was on, it overtook every podcast. Mm-hmm. Like that was when Serial was huge and like all these, no one cared. It was the number one Missing Richard Simmons for 6 weeks.
It's so strange how that happens.
Because, I mean, you think about it, who has thought about Richard Simmons in the past like 5 years?
Probably no one.
No one.
Yeah.
No one has. But he was such like a part of the pop culture of the early to mid 2000s. Like, he was a guest star on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That's one of my favorite shows. That's the only time I actually think about him is his appearance on Whose Line.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's really
besides the Robin Williams one when Robin Williams was
The Stephen Colbert one is
Stephen
really
Colbert's
good.
Good.
The Stephen Colbert one is really good.
Anyway, so to round out my top three, number three is Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness.
Because
Jonathan from the new season of Queer Eye, I think, is fascinating.
You know what's funny is I blocked all of their Instagram stories the other day because I follow them all, but they all have too many Instagram stories. And I was like, I don't care about any of these. So I muted all of their Insta stories.
Is Anthony eating any people?
Anthony is just blatant thirst trapping every single one of his Instagram posts. Like, he's just like, oh my God, what's the most, there's one really egregious one recently where he's like, oh my God, it's like, it's just bad. They're all egregious. He's just so, he just wants people to love him.
I was watching.
I want to do my podcast.
You want to continue with the podcast?
I want to continue talking about my podcast that I like because I had a good one.
Because we're on the topic.
Delete This with Hank Green is a podcast where him and his wife, Catherine, will spend a week looking at his tweets over the past week and like talking about them and critiquing them. And
it's
interesting.
You told me about this
one. It's fascinating because they'll like they're very respectful of each other's emotions and they're very like, cause he's like talking about like his persona online, which is basically like his brand, right? And like what he's doing and what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious that she like really cares about him. So they have like a very thoughtful discussion about like the attitude he wants to present to the world, which I find so fascinating.
Yeah.
Delete this. And there's one other one. More Perfect, which is a WNYC show about the Supreme Court, is
WNYC?
Really, really good. WNYC. In Public Radio New York.
Oh, okay.
Show that is it's about the Supreme Court and famous Supreme Court cases, but it's very cinematic the way they do it. It's very interesting. They'll like tell stories.
Yeah.
We're not gonna do that song.
My favorite podcast is the one we make here every week.
This is not a podcast.
On the Astro Hour.
Don't even call this a podcast.
Yeah.
We've got like a minute and a half before we play this song.
Do, do, do,
got anything?
Do.
I mean, just if we want to, you know, end it on time, you know. This is a song off of the new album by the Fratellis, which is a band that I've loved for a long time. It's a great band. Really great band. So that first album, the first Fratellis album, do you not like them? Have you not listened to Castello Music? The album?
Mm.
So I was thinking about this the other day because I really love that album. And I've been thinking recently of tattoos, right?
Yeah.
And what I would allow to be tattooed on my body. And I thought to myself,
cereal logos.
So that album, like, Costello Music is such an important album to me, and I love it so much that I thought to myself, I was like, oh man, I would have no problem getting that tattooed on my body. And then I remembered the cover of that album is 3 pinups, and I'm like, I can't have pinups tattooed on my body. Like, that would be...
You'll be like any punk rock guy.
But I mean, I don't know if that's punk rock or if that's trash, dude.
I mean, like, punk rock, trash...
No offense to anyone who has pinups tattooed on your body. Like, you probably pull them off. What I mean is I can't pull them off.
You, a skinny
5'4" white boy cannot have 4 pinups tattooed onto his bicep. Like, I can't... That can't happen. Like, it just can't. I can't pull that off. So, Zach goes looking for a tattoo in some other place. Do you have anything else you want to say before I play this song?
No.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for the Astro Hour. This has been 91.5 WFO in Medford. I've been Zach Going. This has been my guest, Chris.
Hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.